Under the rotunda at San Francisco City Hall, kids ages 3 to 5 from John McLaren School took the stage under the direction of Richard Harry, a patient man who ushered in the little ones in red choir gowns and Santa hats.
It's the innocence, it's the reality of being humble, it's the beginning of life.
And the following act, seniors who have lived the highs and lows that come with experience.
We're the no-name choir. We have no home, we have no name, we just have our voices.
That is Yvonne Rothauser, one of the former residents of Journey's End Mobile Home Park, uninhabitable following last year's Tubbs fire in Santa Rosa.
With the fire and the sadness and the sorrow and all of that, to start seeing again and to find that and rediscover like this little treasure I've kept hidden away.
This singing group has kept community. Steve Morrow is in the choir with his emotional support dog, Zella, who always keeps quiet.
So we'd meet every Monday for several hours and just talk about stuff and get the serious business out of the way and then enjoy ourselves.
Former Journey's End resident Christine Montgomery recently joined. She's had a rough year, lost her home because of the fire, and a week later diagnosed with cancer. But singing offers a place of peace.
I love it, and it does take me in a whole different place.
This group, under the direction of the Suu Kyi Foundation, a Buddhist nonprofit. The sounds of the season from singers in different seasons of life at San Francisco City Hall. Margie Schaefer, KCBS.